perfectly formed, is the energy of three in a physical formation. It is three. It is one that joins two. That is one. It is the same thing. Your ancients knew this. They practiced it. Three is one. You are split. Two is split. Three is joining. It is a triangle. Consciousness is a sphere, a circle, a cube is conditioning. It is trapped. And three is a joining to become one. Many of your religions speak of three. It is a perfect physical formation of energy. You all three are a pure form of energy. It is very simple for you to understand this within this space. It is a perfect balance of energy within a physical formation. And your religions will make many stories from this. But it is important for you to look at the origin of it, the beginning of the formation of this energy within a physical form. Nothing happens within your physical world by accident. There is no such thing as accidents. It is perfectly formed by you. All is one. You speak of coexisting. Coexisting is duality. It is separation through choice. Through choice to understand self, to know what you are. And a joining of three is a perfect solution. It is close to everything you are, your physical form. And what of your journey? What of your life? It is only experience. That is all it is. You chose to experience this. So you must experience it. You must create. You must create your experiences, and you must feel. You must feel within. The emotional part, the the frequency, the energy of experience. You have created an illusion. Illusion does not mean it does not exist. It means it is not what you think it is. It is not what your mind thinks it is, your ego. It is something else. Your words are complex. Many of you think illusion means it does not exist. It does exist. And so you must create. You must create from the mind. You must create through the imagination and your physical formation must cross the bridge from the imagination to the consciousness, and this is where you will form physical creation. This is how you form physical creation. You cannot even imagine the infinite amount of energies that you create with your emotions, with your vibrational energy, with your frequency. And all three within this space have chosen positive. There is no right, no wrong. There only is. Many have chosen negative. It is one energy. It is the same energy, and creation will be born from a choice of an energy chosen by self. And in a physical world, there has to be equilibrium, it has to balance. It cannot exist as one energy. It is impossible. But there has to be two. This is physical. And eventually, one will understand the other. And one will know that the other is it. It will know self, the same thing. One is all, and all is one, the same. And this is the purpose of experience, the purpose of self. To know what you are, to understand what you are, a process. And you are love, you are source. You make it very complicated, and you do this with your mind and your ego, and you do it for a reason, and that reason is to understand self, to know what you are. It is far simpler than that. There are so many subjects we can discuss. So many things. But you will create stories. And with a linear thought process, you will make your stories complex, and it will confuse you. It does confuse you. One foot in and one foot out is a difficult journey chosen by you.
I see Christ on top of a mountain and three swans with their necks intertwined. Is that